Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Representatives of the Wange Colliery Company Workers Committee say police today forcibly broke a demonstration of about 150 women whose husbands have gone for 5 months without pay.
Those who ended up at the police station, I hear, were actually picked up at their houses by police who were driving around in several vehicles, about seven of them. And then those that ended up at the hospital, there are people who were based right in the act of trying to gather at the company offices to press for immediate payment of long overdue wages.
Amnesty International Zimbabwe urges the government and local authorities to provide basic services such as water, sanitation, and roads in slums which have mushroomed around the country's towns and cities.
As we commemorate the World Habitat Day, we are also talking about the need for the authorities, that is government and the local authorities, to provide basic services to people who live in such settlements like Atcliff Extension.
And the Zimbabwe National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority says the process of detoxifying cyanide that was used by poachers to kill 90 elephants, several vultures, and other carnivores has started in the Wange National Park.
We are working together with the Environmental Management Agency, EMA, and what basically is happening in order to detox, they saw that these poachers deliberately put cyanide on, is to dig a hole outside Wange National Park and place soil in that particular hole.
Representatives of the Wange Colliery Company Workers Committee say police today forcibly broke a demonstration of about 150 women whose husbands are employed at the Wange Colliery Company and have gone for 5 months without pay. Four women were injured during the scuffle with the police, and one of them is still receiving treatment at the Wange Colliery Hospital's intensive care unit. They were treated and discharged this afternoon. The workers' representatives who spoke to Studio 7 on condition of anonymity say the detained women were picked up from their homes and police are still hunting those believed to have planned the demonstrations. Wange Central Legislator Brian Chuma of the MDC formation of Morgan Tswangirai condemned the police, telling Studio 7's Thandekile Mhlanga the women had a right to demand salaries on behalf of their husbands.
That means they were responding apparently to issues that their kids had been chucked out of schools and that there was increasing hunger since they can't afford to buy basic necessities. Basically, the one of the morning of today, they're walking, I think the distance of roughly between 15 and 30, walking to the general office where they intended to make the sit-in. But intercepted along the 4 miles road by police, who then bashed them thoroughly. On the spot, I'm informed they were clothes that were, strewn all over as they were running away for cover. Another group, again, that had managed to get as far as the general office was also intercepted by the police and beaten up.
What happened to the demonstrators who were detained?
They'd been at the police station and they were asked to pay some fine. That should be $20. It should be an admission of guilt, a fine. I want to believe ordinarily that this is a matter that lies squarely in the hands of the board and the state, of course, as a shareholder. It is, so to say, the responsibility of the board to respond appropriately, not just to shareholders, but broader a group of stakeholders. It is also the responsibility of the board to deal with the employees, the customers, the suppliers, and other constituencies in a fair and equitable manner. I want to believe that it is under the instruction of the board that the police got involved in this. Those who ended up at the police station, I hear, were actually picked up at their houses by police who were driving around in several vehicles, about seven of them. And then those that ended up at the hospital, there are people who were based right in the act of trying to gather at the company offices to press for immediate payment of long overdue wages.
That was Wange Central Legislator Brian Chuma of the MDC formation of Moke Ntwangirai on the line from Wange.